First, today is tax day, and in River Falls, Wisconsinites are telling the legislature's budget writing committee what programs they want their state tax dollars going towards. The Joint Finance Committee held its third meeting on Governor Evers' proposed budget today at UW River Falls, a budget that state Republicans have criticized and said they may scrap altogether. Rich Kramer is a WPR News reporter based in Eau Claire. He's been covering the meeting, and he joins us now from River Falls. Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, on these this tour, there've been pretty long days of testimony. Paint us a picture. How did this all work, Rich?
Well, it's still in process, as far as I know. I jumped out to be able to talk to you just now, but they were still taking testimony. So they started at 10 in the morning. I heard from one of the staffers that there were at least 190 some odd people that had signed up to testify, and from what it looks like, they're listening to every single one of them.
And for those of us, Rich, who haven't been to one of these kind of events, do the lawmakers start out with a spiel? Do they have some things to say about their budget priorities, or do they just throw the door open and start hearing from constituents?
Well, if you're a member of the media, they give you a spiel before the meeting. But generally, they introduce the chancellor who is hosting the meeting today, and they just talk about the importance and then how they appreciate everyone coming out to give the give their thoughts on this budget. It's a very important process that they all go through. And but before the hearing started, you know, members of the Joint Finance Committee, Democrats and Republicans, did make themselves available to media. And what I heard from Republicans is that, you know, they're concerned about keeping taxes low, especially when the economy is doing well. They don't want to stifle that. And Democrats, meanwhile, talked about how they need to invest in certain key areas, namely expanding the state's Medicaid program, Badger Care, and accepting the federal money to do that.
And we have a budget proposal from Governor Evers. Republicans have talked about, and they have the majority, of course, on the Budget Committee and in the legislature. They have talked about ignoring that and coming up with their own plan. Did any of those leaders earlier today talk about whether or not they'd start with the governor's plan or go it alone?
Well, I didn't ask that. What I did ask is that, you know, there's a number of things that we've seen at these other meetings that have been held, the two meetings already. I'd say a majority of people are asking to accept, you know, allow Governor Evers' plan to accept the Medicaid funds and expand the program, and that would unleash hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. So I mentioned this to the Republican members and said, you know, people want this. They also, the recent polling from Marquette University shows that a big majority of people want this. But basically what they told me is that there's no hunger whatsoever for them to do that. And, John Nygren, who's, one of the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, actually said, you know, if they would have framed that question different in the polling and said, would you like to expand welfare programs? He said that he wouldn't have expected the same result, from respondents. So there is kind of a gulf between what at least the majority of the people at these meetings have been saying and what Republican lawmakers seem to be comfortable with.
I want to listen to somebody who testified before the committee on that issue, Rich. Here's Tammy Davis of Eau Claire calling on lawmakers to expand Medicaid and take that federal money. And of course, it's known as Badger Care here in Wisconsin.
It is safe to say that Badger Care has saved my life numerous times. Despite all that I have experienced, I still possess the desire to lift myself and my family out of systemic poverty. However, I am currently unable to take positions that pay more than the federal poverty line because of limitations previously imposed on Badger Care recipients.
Rich, did we hear other people? You mentioned that a lot of people talked about this at previous hearings. Did a lot of people go to this issue today as well?
They sure did. Yeah, I would say that if there were one major theme, it was expanding Badger Care or accepting the federal Medicaid funds. I mean, you heard it from many different angles. There were people that were kind of representing the mental health provider community. You know, you also heard it from some hospital people who were talking about, you know, that would help them as well in terms of, you know, having some more people with some sort of funding to help pay for their emergency room visits. And so, yeah, I would say that was number one. And number two would have to be public K-12 education funding.
What kind of things were people saying about school funding?
Well, the one thing that popped up over and over again had to do with special education funding. And this was coming from district superintendents and school board members. What I heard over and over again is that school districts in western Wisconsin, they were talking about having to transfer annually millions of dollars from their regular budget into special education programming. They made it sound like these were mandated services that the legislature ordered them to provide, but yet the legislature hasn't increased funding. So I heard the word unfunded mandate a couple times. That was interesting.
Talking to WPR reporter Rich Kramer. He's in River Falls today at a Joint Finance Committee hearing on the state budget. A testimony still going on as we speak. Rich, there's also some testimony on Governor Evers' plan to fund roads by eliminating what's known as the minimum markup law that the governor says would balance out a gas tax increase. Here's Tony Huppert, who operates a convenience and supply store in Spring Valley.
This proposal, in its present form, will not save customers any money and will harm mom-and-pop businesses from predatory pricing by huge corporations. And it is jeopardizing the emergency refined fuel storage of the state of Wisconsin. We believe repealing the Unfair Sales Act does not belong in the budget.
Rich, we heard a lot about road issues in the last budget go-round and in the election for governor. Is this something that came up a lot today, roads and how to pay for them?
Yes. Well, I heard it a few times, not as much as I would have thought. I mean, we heard the drumbeat a lot during the run-up to the last year's election, the 2018 November election. But today I heard one person who was speaking on behalf of petroleum basically gas station, companies that sell gas, they weren't necessarily opposed to increasing the gas tax, but they didn't want to get rid of the minimum markup law on gas, too. They said that could hurt mom-and-pop gas stations around the state. But I really didn't hear a lot. I heard some city administrators say that they'd like increased funding for their own roads projects, but it didn't stand out as much as I thought it would.
We've talked about Medicaid expansion, education, road funding. Rich, what are some other big issues that kept coming up today?
Well, River Falls, to the campus here, is very much centered on agriculture. So we heard from, maybe a handful of people about the need to increase funding for research into agriculture. That we heard some farmers talking about the really poor milk prices that they've been facing for a couple of years, more than that actually. But there was some kind of dairy discovery program that they wanted to see funding. I believe it was $8 million for that program. But there's just only a smattering on that front.
One issue that we hear about sometimes from rural parts of the states is broadband access to high-speed internet. It's got a lot of buzz from some politicians. Is this something that any constituents pointed toward today?
Not really. But again, I'm trying to summarize like five-plus hours of testimony here, and I was jotting down notes, but I did not hear much of that. It didn't jump out at me.
All right, Rich, we'll let you get back to cover the conclusion of the hearing. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Rich Kramer. He's a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He joined us now from River Falls to talk about a Joint Finance Committee hearing held there today on Governor Evers' proposed budget plan. This is part of a multi-stop tour of the state's budget writing committee to hear from constituents. Then they will have to decide whether or not they'll take Governor Evers' budget as the starting point or ignore that and come up with their own plan for the state budget. We'll talk about that plenty more in the months to come here on the Ideas Network.